Let's bring in Jean Haley. She's executive director of Big Friend, Little Friend of the Mitchell area. We're heading to Mitchell. She's joining us on the phone. Jean, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You had a pretty successful Giving Tuesday last year. So let's talk about that. But first, let's talk about what exactly your organization does. How do you help people?
We help youth. We are a one-to-one youth mentoring program. We have several programs within our canopy. So we do community-based mentoring. We do school-based mentoring. We have a mentor mom program for young moms. And we also have South Dakota Youth Hunting Adventures, which is a program to get kids outdoors.
Wonderful. All right. So how did last year's Giving Tuesday go for you?
It went well. It was our first year of participating, and it was successful. We, you know, really didn't know what to expect, but had a good turnout, and it was a lot of fun, and it was just a good thing to be part of.
Tell me a little bit about what you're planning on doing this year to sort of raise awareness.
All right, so we have been on social media a lot, just promoting the day and getting people excited for it. We at Mitchell, most of the nonprofits are gathered here at Dakota Wesleyan University. We will spend the day here. We've been here since 7:30 this morning. We'll be here till 5:30 this afternoon. Santa's coming from 2 to 4:30 this afternoon. So we are just all gathered here together to celebrate the day and kind of having a place that people can come if they want to physically bring a donation or just come and see and visit with the nonprofit. So we are here today at Dakota Wesleyan University.
So it is a community event, and the work that you do is definitely work in and of the community. Tell me a little bit about Mitchell. And on a day like today, when you see those nonprofits gathered, you see people coming and going, what do you think is happening in South Dakota in a town like Mitchell on Giving Tuesday to sort of celebrate the not only what's being done, but also raise awareness about the needs that are out there?
Right. I feel like it's just really creating a buzz, and that the Mitchell community is becoming more aware of the different services that we nonprofits provide, and for like Big Friend, Little Friend, you know, how we empower our youth to become successful adults. And, you know, we kind of, some of our families receive services from several different nonprofits. So we feel like we're really starting to collaborate with the other nonprofits in town. Yeah. To be be the most efficient we can, and also do all that we can to help the families in need.
Let's talk about mentoring, because you mentioned, mentoring moms or, you know, taking kids on hunting adventures and showing them the ropes there and just mentoring them to help them become adults. Who can become a mentor? Who are you looking for volunteers?
We are looking for anybody over the age of 18 that has a desire to, you know, help out a youth. We have, you know, the interview process that they would go through, but mainly it's just being there for that, you know, young person, being there. Basically, number one is just to be a friend, and then a role model, you know, help them through some of the struggles that they may be going through, but also, you know, celebrate with them when there's victories. A lot of the families that we have are single parent families, so the kids don't always have that adult role model in their life, or, you know, in those cases where it is a single parent, the parent just doesn't have time to spend one-on-one time with all of their kids. So the mentor kind of comes into the picture and is kind of that one person that's consistent in the kids' life for that young, you know, for that child. So, you know, they know that that adult is there. They're on their side. They're there to help, you know, in any way they can.
I think that consistency is so important to talk about, because many people think they can't be a mentor because they maybe don't have, you know, anything to offer. And sometimes it is just, I was a mentor in my 20s for a young boy in the school district, and just showing up at the same time every week was huge. Sometimes just you're the person who shows up.
Absolutely. And, you know, we try and make our mentors understand that when they do commit, that they have to be consistent. They have to show up every week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have the school-based program as well. And the kids in that program, they know when their mentor is going to be there, and they look forward to it. Sometimes it's the highlight of their week for many of them. So
yeah.
It really is, you know, just so important to those kids.
Yeah. One of the things I realized at that time when I was mentoring is that I paid just a little more attention to my own behavior as well, to make sure I was always a good role model. So, and I'll never forget, you know, the boy that I mentored, he changed my life as much as I hopefully had influence on his. And I think that you must hear that from a lot of other mentors, don't you? That really becomes something that they started doing because they thought they could be of service. And in the end, they realized that they got so much more out of it than they ever anticipated for their own personal fulfillment and development.
Yes, absolutely. And that's just, you know, like you said, the mentor goes in thinking they're going to be there for the child and help them. Well, it ends up that it's a two-way street, and the mentors get as much out of it as the kids do.
Jean Haley is Executive Director of Big Friend, Little Friend of the Mitchell Area. Tell us how people can connect today. They can stop by the McGovern Library at Dakota Wesleyan University until 5:30. You said Santa will be around from 2 to 4:30. Are there social media sites, online opportunities for people to learn more?
Sure, absolutely. They can go to our Facebook, or our website is bigfriendlittlefriendmitchell.org. And they can go on there to donate, or Facebook, either one. So,
Jean Haley, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate the work that you're doing in Mitchell, and we appreciate you taking time out of that work to come spread that message for the state of South Dakota as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking me on.
All right.
It's been
a
pleasure.
Have a good day of giving.